content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A judge in Boise sentencing Brian Koberger to four consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole for the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students in 2022. It followed victim impact statements from families and survivors, Koberger declining to address the court. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer says the judge also imposed fines and restitution against Koberger, and there are other laws in place to keep him from profiting.
About 40 states and the federal government have some version of the Son of Sam law, where an individual cannot profit off of their criminal story. You cannot sell it to the movies or make a book about it or a docuseries of that effect. Now, Idaho is one of the minority states that does not have a codified Son of Sam law. However, their constitution, the same constitution that gives the victims the right to be able to have fairness and dignity and privacy, as well as be heard in these proceedings, also has a component of it that applies to restitution.
This is ABC News. Tennis great Venus Williams breaking barriers once again, earning a victory in the singles match at the D.C. Open and making another surprise announcement.
Only one woman, Martina Navratilova, was older than 45-year-old Venus Williams when she won a tour-level singles match. Williams dominated her 23-year-old opponent, Peyton Stern, 6-3, 6-4, and afterwards said there were no limits to excellence. Williams recently underwent surgery to remove uterine fibroids she had described as being extremely painful for years. She also surprised the crowd by announcing her engagement.
Yes, my fiance is here, and
to model, actor, and producer Andrea Preti. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Honda Prologue and Acura ZDX owners now have another recharging option. They can use Tesla superchargers once they get an approved adapter for about $225. This could lay the groundwork for future models to use Tesla chargers as well. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Police are looking for an arson suspect who targeted Oshkosh Defense.
Oshkosh police released surveillance video of an arson suspect. The individual, who was dressed in a black hoodie, a black cap, black slacks, and wore a light-colored face mask, allegedly placed a box near the entrance of the Oshkosh Defense Building on Oregon Street and lit the box on fire during the early morning hours of July 10th. The building sustained some damage before being extinguished by an Oshkosh Defense employee. No one was hurt. The video is posted on the Oshkosh Police Department Facebook page. Terry Kovarik, Wisconsin Radio Network.
High temperatures and humidity are in the forecast for the rest of the week across Wisconsin. Dr. Jeff Potthoff of UW Health says there are serious signs of overheating to keep in mind.
Folks will just seem a little bit out of it, almost as if they're intoxicated, but they haven't had a bunch to drink. They maybe say something that doesn't sound quite right. They look like they're a little bit, you know, disassociated, not necessarily present with you. And they're starting to get into that heat stroke type thing where, you know, it's affecting their mental status.
If you experience any symptoms, get some fluids in you and find a cool area. The chairman of Wisconsin's Oneida Nation speaks out on President Donald Trump's call for the Washington Commanders and Cleveland Guardians to return to their previous team names. The Commanders used to go by the Redskins. That's a term that Chair Tahasi Hill says has connections to race wars.
That kind of harkens back to the early days of the colonists paying money for scalps that had red skin still attached to the hair, and they would get bounties for that. And so that's the base as to why that's such a negative term for Native Americans.
President Trump has threatened to halt a stadium deal that would bring the Commanders back to the former RFK Stadium site if they failed to revert. He's also calling for Major League Baseball's Cleveland Guardians to revert to the Cleveland Indians. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall. Warm and muggy, lows near 70. Maybe an early storm tomorrow, then partly sunny and a high in the low 80s. More sunshine for Friday, highs in the mid 80s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
Well, hello. Welcome in to AOA, Agriculture of America. Great to have you join us again here for the program as we take a look at issues impacting rural America and farming and ranching. On today's show, coming up, we're going to talk markets with Chip Nellinger from Blue Reef Agri-Marketing in just a moment. In segment two, we're going to discuss enhancing drought resilience in your crop with Advanced Crop Nutrition. Keith Byerly, Commercial Sustainability Lead for the Mosaic Company, will join us for an agronomic conversation. After the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas. We'll get an update from him on some of those pieces for the farm bill that were passed through the One Big Beautiful Bill back on July 4th and where things stand, what is left in terms of getting a farm bill done later this year. We'll talk to Senator Bozeman about that coming up. And then at the end of the show, we are going to take a minute to remember and honor the career of farm broadcaster Mike Perrine, who passed away last week. Former AOA host Mike Adams will join me to discuss the life and career of Mike Perrine coming up later in the show. Well, let's get things started here on AOA. Take a look at the markets. Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing, joins us. Chip, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing well. Good morning, Jesse. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. I know, looking at the markets in midweek, a little bit of green here. Sounds like we've got a few more frameworks of trade deals. The president announced on his social media, Japan, Indonesia. You know, we're getting close to the August 1 date, and we've heard chatter that we might see more of these frameworks get rolled out. And it looks like maybe a little support in the markets. I mean, what are you tracking with some of that here, Chip?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously good news. I think the market's become a little desensitized. You know, framework and details are, you know, sometimes vastly different. So that's the one thing that's been lacking here the last few months is on some of the announcements of these deals is actual details and bushel amounts and dollar amounts. And so I think the market's taken a little bit of a cautious approach. Obviously, the Japan issue, you know, they're such a big trade partner with us on the agricultural side to begin with. It is important. But right now, I think the market's taking a little more of a reserved approach to it. You know, on the one hand, you've got some hot temperatures in here, but the weather still matters. So I think that at the end of the day, weather is still going to kind of take over and be the main factor here. But certainly it's good, good news. But I think the market's, you know, awaiting details on all these, you know, previous trade deals that have been announced so far.
And that's a great point. You know, there's been so much back and forth and volatility, and it just seems like the markets are kind of just putting that to the side, focusing on, like you said, weather, for instance, which, you know, I've been hearing the talk of some issues here and there, the talk of tassel wrap in some spots with, you know, not a great looking crop, maybe some prevent plant, things like that. But it just seems the market, for the most part, is focusing on the fact that there's a lot of good looking crop out across the Midwest, Chip.
Yeah, for sure. Focusing on those crop conditions, which are some of the highest we've had in a long, long time. And that at the end of the day is what's going to drive things. To your point, you know, we had some late planting, we had some prevent plant. People, myself included, trying to wrap their arms around what this tassel wrap, the pollination issues out there. It very definitely a real issue. It's just hard to tell how much that's going to impact things. So all the market's left with is to look at the weather. Yes, it's hot, some of the hottest temperatures we've seen this summer across the Midwest, but there was a lot of rain ahead of it, and it looks like it cools back down with more rain in the forecast behind it. So you just about couldn't write a more perfect scenario for the last few weeks anyway, you know, as far as the weather goes. And that just makes it hard for this market to rally without any sustained real threat. Now, down the road, if we get into harvest and find out, yeah, this pollination issue is way more widespread than we thought, that could put a bottom in. But right now, all the market's left with is looking at rainfall and crop conditions, and it would not lead you to believe that there's a crop problem out there right now.
Well, and I think that's what's a tough situation for a lot of producers. They look at some of this price action and they do not love it. It's below their cost to break even. And I think it's got a lot of folks sitting on the sideline here waiting and hoping to see some sort of a rally. I mean, from a risk management standpoint, I know it's a tough conversation right now, Chip.
That's very tough. And I think at the end of the day, you have to focus on two things in here. First and foremost is your individual crop insurance plan. You know, kind of take a real honest assessment of where you think you're at on your actual yields and how that relates to with what your revenue guarantee is. And you can kind of figure out where that crop insurance price kicks in on the downside to function as your put. Now, what you're going to find in beans is it's way below where we're at, even if, you know, you've got average or slightly below average yields. That's the problem in the bean market right now. Corn could be a different story where, you know, if you've got average crops right now, average yields, your crop insurance may be fairly close or not too far below where the market is. So I think that's where you have to start this thing and understand that, you know, even though we're not at profitable levels necessarily, especially in beans, it doesn't rule out the fact that we may need to make some tough decisions and maybe implement some sort of downside strategy there, even if it's just some put spreads or puts, maybe not making actual sales here. There still is some downside risk here going into fall.
What are your thoughts on the broader economy right now, outside markets, energies, et cetera? We've had a few different reports out the last several weeks, some of which some folks have construed as better than expected. I mean, how is some of this outside market movement playing into the ags right now, Chip?
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet. You know, the dollar has been trying to stage a rally. It looked like it failed right at the 50-day moving average and it was sold back off. Inflation has cooled a little bit here. And so other than the stock market kind of flirting with all-time highs, there's been kind of, it's been kind of a quiet summer so far as these outside markets go. Crude oil has, you know, obviously had some volatility here with the Middle East situation and the, you know, the Iran issue, but it's cooled back down as well. So it seems like we're at some fairly, you know, equilibrium type levels on the energy side. The dollar's been fairly stable here. So there's not much right now that you can kind of draw on to affect the grain markets. Now, certainly if the dollar continues to drop, if crude oil would rally further, that could affect things. But right now, the outside market influence to me seems like it's pretty benign.
Chip, any quick notes in the livestock sector? Got about 40 seconds.
Well, I mean, this cattle market just continues to rally, right? We got a cattle on feed out Friday. It's going to show really tight numbers again, and the feeder cattle market leads us higher. So eventually we will see demand destruction because of these high prices, but right now the path of least resistance is for higher in that whole cattle complex, Jesse.
Chip, if folks want to reach out to you there at Blue Reef Agri Marketing, what's the best way?
Yeah, best way is just call our main office here in Morton, Illinois. It's 309-550-7213. You can also check us out also on our new and improved website, www.bluereef.ag.
Always appreciate the time and the insight. Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing. Thanks for joining us on AOA, Chip. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot. You too, Jesse.
All right, coming up next, we're going to discuss drought tolerance in your crops and how to maximize things with advanced crop nutrition. Keith Byerly with the Mosaic Company. Join us next on AOA.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number TC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
This is my...
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA.
Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Well, plenty of talk here in the back half of July about heat that's building in across parts of the Midwest, and there's maybe some concern about drought building in some areas as we work through this growing season. Let's talk about this and have a conversation with Keith Byerly, Commercial Sustainability Lead at the Mosaic Company. Keith, it's good to talk with you again. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jesse. Thanks for having me back.
Well, I know this is a topic I feel like we come across every single year is drought and concern about crop resiliency and more. And, you know, just to start our conversation, I mean, by and large, this growing season for most folks has been fairly ideal. We've had good rains, et cetera, but maybe that trend's changing a little bit. But I guess by and large, across much of the Corn Belt, it's been an okay growing season so far.
Yeah, you know, every growing season seems to bring its own challenges and adaptability that comes with it. I know for us, we started off cool and dry and really very little in the soil moisture profile. And somewhat uncharacteristically, through May, June, and July thus far, we've recovered. A lot of the area around me is sitting here with a really nice soil moisture profile at 3 and 4 foot down, and crops that are variable in their root system. Some of the weather patterns we've had this year really delayed or hampered really good root development all the way down that maybe we see some other years, but definitely we're setting pretty doggone good for where we're at the end of July, especially here in Nebraska. These guys that irrigate year in and year out, what a great year not to have the extra cost of irrigation in these systems by having some good soil moisture profile. So, yeah, it's been great thus far, but with this heat dome we're starting to experience this week, the 30 and 90-day forecast showing some drier conditions coming, it's got a lot of growers transitioning right now. We've been thinking about maybe some nutrient loss. We've been thinking a lot about diseases and fungicide applications, but now that mindset's starting to shift a little bit and think about, hey, where are we setting at for having a crop system that's equipped to handle drought?
Now, very, very true. Well, and there's been a lot of this change in development with traits and hybrids and more over the last several years, getting more drought tolerant packages out there. But beyond that, it's not necessarily a silver bullet. And I think that's where other products and kind of, you know, enhancing that overall crop nutrition package, I think, can really play a beneficial role. Right, Keith?
Absolutely. And we've talked about potassium and nitrogen interactions here before and how important those are. And that those past conversations are really a great segue into this broader topic of nutrient management and drought resilience. Because when potassium uptake has been limited throughout the early growing season, either by maybe some nitrogen deficiencies from excess rainfall or a somewhat limited root development system, we also have to think about how it can compromise our plant's ability to handle drought situations. That potassium is absolutely critical when it comes to managing water in plants. It regulates the stomatal functions, the sweating mechanism, if you will, of that corn plant, which controls how much water we lose to transpiration. It also has a pretty key element in maintaining the cell wall pressure, which is a fancy way of saying those leaves stay upright, so they're actively intercepting the sun and doing photosynthesis instead of getting that droopy look where they're angled downward and not catching the sun nearly as effectively. And no surprise, when potassium's deficient, these plants lose water more quickly and the photosynthesis slows down and yield potential drops. But the key distinction here is that nutrient management isn't just about helping plants survive drought conditions. What we're really looking for is keeping those plants productive through drought conditions. There's a big difference between a crop that limps to the finish line and one that's able to continue to fill grain and build yield under stress. And that's where that potassium supporting the carbohydrate metabolism and the reallocation of carbohydrates to different parts of the plants and especially the strength of those plants, the plants maintaining their standability and harvestability late in the season, really becomes such an important part of thinking about crop nutrition and drought tolerance. It's not just playing defense, it's also playing offense in these systems.
No, I was just going to say, that's a great way to put that, is that it's not just about survival of the plant, but it's about, okay, how do we make this plant work as best as it possibly can, even under extreme conditions or more adverse conditions than what we're used to seeing, right, Keith?
Absolutely. We all know what a difference there is later in the season to those plants that just seemingly fall apart in those couple of warm September days that we have. They just all of a sudden go from green to brown, and you're disappointed when you hit them with the yield monitor, versus those plants that maintain that stay green. And yeah, we may have some more challenges with moisture being where we want it at harvest, but usually that's rewarded by a yield bump as well.
Very true. Very true. We're talking with Keith Byerly from the Mosaic Company. Before I cut you off, you were going to go into another thought there, Keith. What else in terms of advanced crop nutrition? I mean, dive into this a little bit for us.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, while we think about our macronutrients, nitrogen and potassium, especially in this context, that doesn't mean that the micronutrients should be ignored in this conversation either. Boron is a key example in this whole conversation. While we may talk about a few ounces per year being the total plant uptake per acre of boron, it too has a huge role in strengthening the cell walls and the membranes. And it's also involved in controlling that water loss through the stomates. We always think of boron as a reproductive nutrient, how important it is in that pollen shed and the health of the reproductive system of the plants. But boron also has a huge role in antioxidant enzymes. We think about antioxidants in our own people health, but in plants, they are really a key element in those stress response genes that give plants that strong biochemical defense system. And so it all comes together in this nitrogen, potassium, boron synergy and antagonism effects that they have with each other. And that's, you know, really a key element of managing crop nutrition to get us through drought tolerance or drought conditions.
And I think too, with this, it's understanding how all these different pieces of the puzzle fit together. And I know you guys do a lot of great work there at the Mosaic Company, have plenty of resources available. And, you know, sometimes for farmers, they may not necessarily want to get down to the P and K and the B of all of it here that we're kind of talking about. But at the end of the day, having that conversation and looking a little bit deeper at your crop nutrition can be super beneficial, Keith.
I know a lot of growers, myself included, that spend a lot of time going through their hybrid selection, their variety selection each and every year. They probably spend a disproportionate amount of time. We use that figure that up to 60% of crop nutrition is depend, or up to 60% of yield is dependent on crop nutrition. I don't think that in the most case, many of us spend the right amount of time, not just selecting the right total nutrients, but selecting the right nutrient technologies that bring those pieces together, like a Spire that has the potassium and boron in it that helps with that drought resilience. So there's really a lot there that can be unpacked with advanced crop nutrition and better crop nutrition through the selection that drives that ROFI, that return on fertilizer investment for growers, which is obviously the paramount number that we need to look at when it comes to those crop budgets.
Absolutely. And that's such a key conversation that we've been seeing and hearing about here throughout this growing season and even before 2025, and I'm sure moving ahead as well. Keith, final thoughts on this whole topic of drought tolerance and advanced crop nutrition and more. What would you leave folks with today?
You know, one of the things I want folks to think about is that biologicals still have a key role in all of this. Not only do biologicals help our root system develop, which obviously a healthier root system helps us through droughts, but these biologicals, we learn more and more every day about their role in stress reduction, about their role in solubilizing different nutrients, and that antioxidant defenses. There's so much to unpack in all of that. So when we think about creating that crop nutrition budget each and every year, I think there's definitely consideration that needs to be put into bringing biologicals into that conversation, not just to help further control or bolster that return on fertilizer investment, but also help us bolster that plant's health and those components. And that's where, you know, growers can really turn to cropnutrition.com and look for our supporting documentations. We have a great library that's synthesized down from academic peer-reviewed papers that nobody wants to read into very consumable 1 and 2 pagers that are easy for agronomists, they're easy for farmers to take away these key messages about certain nutrients, certain interactions, certain biological functions. And that's really where we need at is short, concise, actionable information for all of us in agriculture.
All right, we appreciate it. That's Keith Byerly with the Mosaic Company. We'll be back with Senator John Bozeman on AOA right after this.
Cats are masters at using up their 9 lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high shelves. But the one thing cats never do? Text while driving. So be like a cat and protect your one and only life. Don't text and drive.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
Bit of a rally in the overnight.
This summer, lock in peace of mind and propane savings. Elsevia's summer fill program knocks 10 cents off every gallon automatically. That's up to $100 back in your pocket just for filling your tank early. Plus, now's the time to sign your energy contract for next heating season. One less thing to stress about this winter. Call Elsevia's energy team today, 608-819-3140 to get started. 608-819-3140 to get started. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk down 47 to 1710. September down 65 to 1740. October down 44 to 1803. November down 25 at 1825. Triple-digit gains once again in the cattle markets as both the feeder cattle and live cattle complex moved sharply higher once again as the contracts are past some of their year-long highs. Now, more than anything, it seems traders are not only recognizing the fact that supplies will remain tight, but they're adjusting their positions from a technical standpoint because of it. Meanwhile, hog markets were higher in the nearby months, but lower in deferreds. Now, pork demand is higher. Traders can't point to disappointing market fundamentals. Its traders are running into some resistance pressure, and that's hindering some of the deferred contracts. August live cattle up 205 to 227.02. August feeder cattle up 325 to 331.52. August hogs up 72 cents to 108.47. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly lower on the day. Now, the forecasts are continuing to moderate from the earlier hot and dry weather forecast over the next few weeks. And so that has some of that weather premium coming back out of the market. While wheat markets were lower due to some strength in the dollar, new crop corn down a half to 417 and a half, new crop beans down 2 3/4.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Experience the magic of the Wabasha County Fair, July 30th through August 2nd at the fairgrounds in Wabasha. Enjoy the IMP Motocross, July 30th at 7 p.m. and August 2nd at 5 p.m. Bull riding with Great Frontier is August 1st at 7 p.m. with music by the Chubbs following. Kids games and inflatables, great food, and big races too. It's a week of food, fun, and fantastic entertainment.
during the Wabasha County Fair, July 30th through August 2nd at the fairgrounds in Wabasha.
Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA Agriculture of America. Joining us now for a conversation, it is always good to talk with Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas. Senator Bozeman, how are you, sir? It's great to connect again.
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you as always.
Well, I'd love to start, of course. We saw the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill, and that was signed into law on July 4th. And I know you and the Senate Ag Committee and on the House side as well, a lot of work here and a lot of pieces for agriculture were included in this. I guess maybe from your perspective, what were some of the big wins, the key wins for agriculture in that reconciliation package?
Well, it's so important. You know, we had the 2018 Farm Bill that we're still living under till now, and it was great for 2018. And then inflation came, the pandemic came, and it simply didn't work anymore. And because of inflation, because of high input cost, we're in a situation where when you pencil it out, it costs more to raise a crop unless you're raising cattle, perhaps, than you can sell it for. So as a result, we needed to upgrade the safety nets. And so we were able to work with Senator Thune. We were able to work with the president, the Secretary of Ag, to get the okay. And then came through and really did a lot to update the safety nets, which was what I was hearing as we've been out and about for the last year and a half. That was the thing that people desperately need. But along with that, there was also, so much emphasis on things like research, trade, which we were able to plus up dramatically compared to what's in the present Farm Bill. So it was just everybody working together. But at the end of the day, I think we got a really good product for our farm community, but it is something that is desperately needed as we go forward.
Now, I know a lot of the pieces that were passed, there were certain things that couldn't go through due to the Byrd rule on the Senate side, for instance. It went through the Byrd bath. We talked about that a lot here on the show. So looking forward with what is left to get done, what are some of the key things that we're going to be looking at to get the rest of the Farm Bill across the finish line potentially later this year, Senator?
Well, reconciliation is about taxing and spending. There's a lot of things that are just pure policy decisions that need to be made. We need to increase the loan limits. As I said earlier, things like that just don't work anymore because of the way that the economy has changed since 2018. So those are the kind of things that we'll be looking at. We've got a great partnership with Senator Klobuchar. Traditionally, agriculture farm bills aren't about Democrats or Republicans. They're about different areas of the country. Southern agriculture is different than the Midwest. Midwest is different than the California and the Great Plains. We're all different. Putting all that together and then the various commodities, making sure everybody's represented, everybody is taken care of. But it's not about Democrats or Republicans. So we've got a great relationship with our counterparts on the committee. It's a very serious committee. So we're looking forward to getting what the individual members on the committee feel like we need to do. And then continuing, we've had hearings, continuing to be out and about throughout the country, listening to people that are undergoing all the adverse effects that are in farm country right now, listening to our lenders. Everybody is helping us, again, figure out the things that we need to do to finish out the Farm Bill so that we'll be able to have a great end product at the end of the day for our farmers in rural America.
I know for a lot of producers, you mentioned some of the things when it comes to credit and loan limits and more. And I know producers in your home state of Arkansas and parts of the Deep South, for instance, cotton producers, rice, et cetera. You know, I've heard some of these stories. A lot of folks are in really dire straits and they're on the verge of
losing the farm, or in some cases they've lost the farm. In terms of getting the rest of this done for a farm bill and trying to get as much support out there as possible, how quickly do you think we could get some of this done to try and support before it's too late in many cases, Senator?
Well, we definitely have to get it done by the end of the year. Certainly the sooner the better. So it is very, very difficult, as you describe it. And Congress has acted. If you remember, at the end of last year, it was a very difficult time then. And we were able to provide $10 billion worth of economic aid, which was kind of unheard of. Along with that, $20 billion of disaster aid, $30 billion total, which is a tremendous amount of money. And that was because farmers made the case, the lenders made the case, that without doing that, we were going to have a very, very difficult situation. Now we're into this year, and sadly, things have not gotten any better. What we did in reconciliation, what we did as far as going ahead with the farm bill and doing what we could, is great. But those payments won't come until 2026. And so I do understand how difficult it is. We have to get this done as quickly as possible. One of the things that we talked about for the last couple of years is that we needed more farm in the farm bill. And I think it's, we can be very proud that we were able to do that. And we're going to continue to, down that path to make sure that our farmers have the best chance that they can have of being successful, which when they're successful, we continue to have this great, this great opportunity of having the cheapest, safest food supply of any place in the world. It's something we take for granted, but so many people work so hard in order to make that happen.
We're having a conversation with Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas. You mentioned earlier your great relationship with Ranking Member Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. I know a lot of Democrats were unhappy with some of the changes to SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, things of that nature. And I know House Ag Ranking Member Angie Craig has said multiple times she believes the coalition for the farm bill is fractured. And she has publicly expressed that she thinks it's going to be tough to get something done later this year. But it sounds like you maybe would disagree with that, thinking that things can get worked out in a bipartisan manner.
Well, I think the coalition was already fractured in the sense for the last several years. The farm community always supported the nutrition community. But here in the last few years, when it came to production agriculture, the nutrition community didn't step up. If anything, they worked against it. So I think that we're in a situation where we will be able to go forward because people are going to have to decide, do I want to take care of the farm community in my state, which probably is the number one driver of gross domestic product in their state. It is in most states. It's about 25% of the economy in Arkansas. That's true in places like Minnesota, Michigan. It's more in states like the Dakotas. But it's not only 25% total of the state. It's probably 85 or 90% of the rural parts of the state. When you get outside of any town of any size, it's all there is. So it's really important. I hope that we can put aside differences and nutrition has almost doubled in the last 5 or 6 years. So we're spending, and it continues to increase. It's on autopilot. It's going to get cost of living raises from here on out. So we're not cutting nutrition. We're cutting the growth in nutrition, which was unsustainable the way it was. So, again, I think that we'll all come together and in the best interest of our farmers and the people that rely on them so mightily, we'll get all of this worked out.
We appreciate your candor on that. We'll be watching as we move forward. Hopefully we can get this done and across the finish line. Real quick, I want to ask you about tariffs. So much with this and a lot of moving pieces here. This August 1st date has kind of been, the next point, so to speak. but I guess I'll ask you, what are you hearing from farmers, constituents? Is there patience wearing thin with the Trump tariff strategy by chance?
Well, you're like me. You're visiting the farmers all day, every day. But I think farmers are very concerned. The ability to export is the lifeblood of agriculture. Most of our products go overseas. And so because of that, we need that healthy economy in that respect. I think they have been very patient with the president. They're continuing to be patient in the sense that, there's talk of getting these deals resolved, but we do need to resolve them. And so I know the president and the administration is working really hard to do this. I've got confidence that they will. And we need a level playing field. We also don't need to put all of our eggs in one basket. So people do want to diversify. They want to diversify out of the Chinese basket. They're looking to us. And I think we're going to be, willing to step up and see if we can cut deals that are not only good for the other country, but good for us also. So what we want is a level playing field, and I think the president's working hard to do that. But it is really difficult, and at some point, these things need to be, they have to be closed, or our farmers are going to continue to be in a very, very difficult situation.
Well, we always appreciate the conversation. Great to hear from you again, sir. Arkansas Senator and Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman, thanks for joining us on AOA today.
Thank you so much for letting us be on. We enjoy your program very, very much. Thank you.
All right, coming up next, we'll hear from former AOA host Mike Adams as we remember farm broadcaster Mike Perrine here on AOA.
Every 65 seconds.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip. And of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and relevant life and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start August 13th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Powered by Pioneer, the leader in corn and soybeans. Hear from Pioneer experts and farmers as we dig into current conditions and top-performing Pioneer brand products like PowerCore Enlist, PowerCore Ultra Enlist, and 4-Seed Enlist Corn. Real insights, real results. Visit Pioneer.com to learn more. Again, visit Pioneer.com to learn more.
Hi there, it's Scott from Pentatonix. So from the beginning of our journey in music, the foundation has been music education. It's so incredibly important that we continue to show kids the importance of music in our schools, in our homes, and even in the car. Music is such a powerful expression of emotion and individuality, and we are responsible for keeping the love for music alive. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA as we continue. Well, last week, our farm broadcasting family and agriculture as a whole got a little bit smaller. We lost the great voice and champion for agriculture, NAFB Hall of Fame member Mike Rhine passed away. And here to help us honor and talk about his career and his impact is former host of AOA, our good friend Mike Adams. Mike, it is always great to talk with you, albeit under these circumstances. Hope all is well, Mike.
Yeah, all is well, but it's sad. We say goodbye to Mike Rhine. He helped a lot of people, a lot of farm broadcasters, certainly, a great promoter of agriculture. He loved being a farm broadcaster. He loved doing interviews and telling agriculture story. And for me personally, I mean, he had such an impact on my life, my career. When I first met him, it was in the mid-70s, just out of college and working at the WLDS radio in Jacksonville, Illinois. And, you know, having come off the farm, I knew I wanted to be in radio, but I thought radio only meant being a DJ and doing sports. And I got to do those when I started off. But as I was on the board writing the controls for Mike's farm shows that he was starting to do here in Jacksonville, he was creating a farm department. Because of my ag background, I kind of knew some of the things he was talking about, so we kind of hit it off there. And then as he expanded the farm programming, he invited me to be his assistant. And so here I make a choice. Am I going to go all into this or not? And again, he opened that door to a career that I didn't even know existed. When I was going to college for radio, I didn't even know there was such a thing as farm broadcasting, you know? So this was all new to me. And from there, it just took off. It expanded. It grew. He wound up a few years later going across town to another radio station, which meant that we became competitors. And let me tell you, in those few years, I worked harder than I ever worked in my life because I knew he was going to be working so hard, and I wanted to keep up with him. So, and then years later, I had a chance to bring him in and work with me. And then even in the last few years of my career, when we started AOA, mm-hmm. Mike was a big promoter, big supporter, helped with some sales, and was always out promoting our show. So he and I go back some 50 years, and our careers and our lives very much connected, and he's just a very, very good friend and going to be missed.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up. I know he did have a helping hand in the early days of AOA with you, and has really, to your point, worked with you throughout his career. His voice was heard on many of our great affiliate stations, especially across Illinois. And I just know, Mike, such a wonderful guy he was, and always willing to have a conversation with young farm broadcasters and such as myself, and just the impact that he had on the industry, but for farmers and ranchers, it's immeasurable, I feel like, Mike.
Yeah, great. He was a great promoter of agriculture and a great friend to those in agriculture. He had strong opinions. He was a professional farm broadcaster, and he thought there was a right way and a wrong way to do things. And he wouldn't mind telling you if he thought you were doing it the wrong way. he would point out. He would also tell you when he thought you were doing something right, and would give you that pat on the back that was very much appreciated. I'll tell you what, we did something here in Jacksonville. His motto was, "We're going to be everywhere. We're going to cover everything we could." So we were out and about a lot, getting to know our listeners and making that connection with the audience. When I started doing national shows, syndicated shows, I took that same model and just did it on a national level. And we went on the road, and we were out meeting people, and you get to know your listeners, and you know what's going on in those communities that they're living in. And it helps you do a better job with your program, and it makes you, a stronger connection with your audience. So I took what I learned from him on a local level and took it to the national level.
And I know for Mike Perrine, this was so much, embodied in him. As I understand it, he was working up till almost the day he passed away, Mike.
He did not want to give that up. There would be some days he just physically couldn't do it anymore. I'd fill in for him once in a while. But, yeah, up until just a few days before he passed, he was still doing radio shows. I mean, he believed in it. He was a farm broadcaster. He was a farm salesman, an ag radio salesman. And he combined the two. He'd be out making a sales call, get out the recorder, do an interview with someone, an agribusiness person or a farmer, and he would make that connection. And he was so successful, and I was so happy I was able to help induct him into our National Association of Farm Broadcasting Hall of Fame. I know that meant a lot to him to be acknowledged by his peers for the many years of great work that he had done.
And I know for me, you mentioned this, how he was so helpful to broadcasters. I vividly remember one of those famous conversations. He pulled me over to a seat on a golf cart at the Farm Progress Show, I believe right after I took over here on AOA, and wanted to share some thoughts with me and talk to me, and just someone who, again, such a champion for agriculture. Mike, final thoughts as we reflect on Mike Perrine's career here?
Well, I always think of, and I learned this from Mike, our business is a relationship business. You have a relationship with your audience, and build a trust where they trust you, that you're going to represent them and provide them with the information that they need and that they count on. And I learned that from Mike, building that relationship and building that trust with an audience. And I think that's something we can never get away from. It's still a relationship business with all the technology and all the changes that are going on. It's still that one-on-one. You're talking to someone at their kitchen table or in the pickup or in the cab of a tractor or a combine, whatever it may be. That connection is still there and is still strong. And that's what I learned from him, and hope we always have that in this business.
I could not agree more. I second that. And, of course, our thoughts are with the family and loved ones of Mike Perrine, farm broadcaster who had such an impact on industry and agriculture, passing away last week. And with that, we're out of time. Mike Adams, as always, it's good to talk with you, Mike. Thanks for joining us, and we will talk to you again real soon.
Good to be with you. Keep up the good work, Jesse.
Thank you very much. That's going to do it for AOA today. We're out of time. Jesse Allen, have a great rest of your day.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Think back to the last time you were in nature. What comes to mind? Hiking through a lush forest, floating on a lazy river, or perhaps watching a vibrant sunset on a beach full of glistening plastic bottles and...
I remember brushing my hair and looking down and thinking, oh my gosh, do I have any hair left?
I used to look at women with thick, beautiful hair and think, why doesn't my hair look like that?
My thinning hair is making me feel so old.
If you want thick, healthy, gorgeous hair, then you need hair volume from New Nordic. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, hair volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair and hello to thick, healthy hair with hair volume.
Since taking hair volume, the shedding has all but stopped.
Now, instead of being jealous of other women's hair, I have friends who are jealous of mine.
My hairdresser couldn't believe the difference in my hair. Now she's using hair volume too.
Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or find Hair Volume in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN.